This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. One way we like to look at the news is through a lens we've borrowed from the world of finance, bringing on a couple of smart people and asking them to go long or short. That is, bet on or against topics in the news. So on this special show, we've got two of Marketplace's resident Brits, John Buckley and Patty Hirsch. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to be here.
All right. So usually we do this. We have someone pick a long position, someone pick a short position on different things. But we are using this lens to look at Brexit, the British economy, the world economy. So, John, you can go first. What are you long?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm long on Brexit, both for the European Union and for the UK.
So you think it's a good thing?
I think it could in the long term be a very good thing. Yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It's the end of the
ahead,
world
fight
as we
amongst
know
yourselves.
It. No, I'm afraid I have to come out against John here. I mean, I'm long Brexit for journalism because this story is going to run and run and run. It's going to be one of the best things that has ever happened to journalism. Actually, the best thing that's happened to journalism since Donald Trump announcing his candidacy for the Republican Party.
It's this reviving, flailing media empires.
It's going to be great. But I actually think I'm short Brexit because I think it's going to be bad for Britain in the short term. You've already seen all sorts of problems with the currency. That's going to translate in the medium term to the markets. It's going to be bad for Europe because I think the withdrawal of the amount of money that the UK puts into Europe is going to put a real crimp on Europe's finances. I think you could see a currency crisis and a constitutional crisis in Europe in the medium term. And I think that in the end, in the long term, you could actually see the breakup of Europe as a bloc.
Well, if Patty's going there, John, I think I need you to explain your long position here on the Brexit, because it does sound a little disastrous. And while I've been here in London just over this past week, it's like, somebody's resigning every 20 minutes.
Absolutely. And I think, there may well be to some extent a crisis of leadership with the governing Conservative Party seeming in disarray, the opposition seeming in disarray, and many people not wanting in a way this job, this task of renegotiating the relationship with what will be the EU as a separate body. I can understand that. But I would say that falling currency, for the first point, a falling currency is not necessarily a bad thing. Of course, it's an immediate boost to tourism. A lot of businesses are going to find this a fillip. And, the fundamental questions that the Leave campaign raised, questions of accountability, questions of the ability to really control the numbers of people coming into the country. The questions of immigration, a central concern in many parts of the United Kingdom. Those concerns, the people have spoken on them, and I think that both the United Kingdom, which will get more control over its own affairs, and the EU, which is going to be forced to take a look at some of those tensions on things like democratic accountability, free movement of labour, excessive regulation, will benefit from this in the long term.
Yeah, I mean, John is right about the currency. I mean, as the currency drops, it's actually pretty good for the UK economy in the short term.
Right.
Because,
if you're an exporter, certainly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually the reason why the markets, the UK markets, are doing better than most of the other European markets. That's the reason for that. But I think that's a short-term thing. In the medium term, I think it's not a good thing. I mean, nobody wants their currency to be depressed for too long. Of course, you don't want your currency to be, people running into your currency as a flight to quality either, because then that creates problems, which we're having in the US and the Japanese are having with the yen as well. So you want that kind of moderation, but I don't think we're going to get that moderation with the pound. I mean, there's talk from Citigroup and a number of other banks this week that you could see the pound drop level with the dollar in the next 6 months. And that would be a serious problem for the UK economy.
Let me ask you both this, though. Business runs on a lot of things, but chief among them is confidence, certainly if you think about the financial industry. So how do you have confidence if you are an international conglomerate looking to operate in the UK or Europe, or if you're a European business trying to figure out what the rules are when everything seems to be in such disarray?
Yeah, I mean, this is all the risk management business, right? But I think that any company worth its salt, if they want to make money, at some point they're going to have to get off the sideline. Of course, they're going to be sitting there for a while thinking, oh, yeah, how long is it going to take to sort this out? I mean, it could be 6 months to a year before we even get Article 50 brought to the table. That is, even if it even happens. If you're a business, you can't sit around for a year. You have to, at some point, make a decision. if you want to make money, if you want to survive. But, you know, some businesses may stay on the sidelines for 3 years. I doubt it. Not if they're going to be successful businesses. I think what we're going to see is almost the institutionalization of uncertainty. Uncertainty is going to become the watchword for Europe and people investing in it. We don't know how it's going to shape out. Maybe we're going to have to hedge a little bit, but we're going to have to commit at some point in some way.
I'd like both of you to take a position then on, are you long or short the British economy?
In the long term, I am long on the British economy. And I think that the reason is that I think this single nation making its own decisions is going to be much more nimble, much less bureaucratic, and is going to get much more done in the interests of itself.
If long is a decade, then I'm long the British economy. But it's going to take a decade. I mean, we're going to see, it's going to be 10 years, I think, before the UK, you know, restores itself to its former glory. And even then, I don't think it would be as glorious economically as if it was still connected to the European Union. I think as a nation, well, that's a whole other thing. I mean, I'm actually short the United Kingdom because I think that the price of peace in Northern Ireland, now that or in 3 years, if this happens, then there will be a shared border between the European Union and the United Kingdom in Ireland. And I think that's going to cause all sorts of ructions and problems. And I think the price of peace in Northern Ireland is going to be a united Ireland. And that's going to be the breakup of the United Kingdom.
Wow. John?
With reference to the United Kingdom, I think it's always been one of the most light-touch regulatory environments for international companies. Look at some of the problems that companies like Google have had, for instance, with the EU. And I think you might well find, in the longer term, a number of businesses choosing to do business in that environment rather than in the sort of bureaucratic morass that is the European Union.
I think that's a totally fair point. I mean, I've read a lot in the last couple of days about people who are looking at this and saying, you know, the UK is much more of an ideological ally when it comes to business practices with the United States than the European Union is. And I think it's going to be very attractive for American businesses and actually for Asian businesses as well, who tend to prefer a lighter regulatory touch than the EU will provide. And I think that the UK actually will look very attractive from that point of view. Is it going to be attractive enough? I don't know.
Guys, I hear you have a song. You want to give me a taste?
Just the first stanza, John.
Bless them all, bless them all, the long and the short and the tall.
John Buckley, Patty Hirsch, thank you both very much.
It's a consummate pleasure.
My pleasure too. Thanks, Lizzie.
Bless them all, bless them all, the long and the short and the tall. Bless all the sergeants and WO1s, bless all the corporals and their...